Chapter 14. Letters. In London, Henry told his sister all about his visit to Portsmouth. Mary saw how unhappy her brother was, and she was angry with Fanny. "Henry loves Fanny so much. Why can't she love him in return?" she said to herself. "I must try to help my brother. I'll make Fanny believe that Henry still loves Maria Rushworth. Fanny will be jealous, and then she'll realise that she wants Henry for herself." Mary didn't want Fanny to guess that it was a trick, so she was very careful. She wrote to Fanny and said just enough in her letter to make Fanny suspect a relationship between Maria and Henry. Mary started her letter to Fanny with a long description of life in London. She told Fanny all about the parties and balls she had been to and the appearance and behaviour of the people she had met. She wrote that Edmund had visited her several times, but she said nothing that made the visit sound special in any way. Finally, at the end of the letter, she mentioned Henry briefly. "I'm planning to have a big party," she wrote. "I've invited a lot of people, including the Rushworths. Obviously, Henry will be there. I think he would like to see Maria again." Though he doesn't say so, he can't have forgotten so quickly how he once felt about her. Mary's letter to Fanny did not have the effect that Mary had hoped for. It didn't make Fanny jealous because she wasn't interested in Henry. But she understood perfectly what Mary was trying to do, and it only made her opinion of Mary Crawford worse. "Mary wants me to think that Henry is going to her party to see my cousin, Maria Rushworth, so that I will be jealous. But Mary is mistaken," she thought. "And it's unkind of Mary to invite the Rushworths when Henry will be there. It will be very uncomfortable for both the Rushworths and Henry." After that, Fanny didn't spend any more time thinking about Henry Crawford. The only parts of the letter she was really interested in were those about Edmund. She was upset to read that Edmund had visited Mary several times, but she comforted herself with a thought that Mary had written nothing about a proposal of marriage from Edmund. "Mary is never serious about anything important," Fanny thought. "She's only interested in appearances and in talking about the private lives of everyone she meets. One day, Edmund will realise how unsuitable she is to be his wife." But although Fanny tried hard to persuade herself that that would happen, she couldn't be sure. For days after receiving Mary's letter, Fanny was miserable, but she wasn't used to thinking only of herself. "This isn't right," she thought. "I'm being very selfish. I've been neglecting poor Susan, and she needs me." Susan was delighted that Fanny wanted to spend time with her once again, and the two girls found many things to talk about. Sometimes they discussed interesting things Fanny had read about, or they spoke of William and the other two brothers who no longer lived at home. They often spoke of Fanny's life at Mansfield Park. Fanny was always ready to talk about it, and Susan was happy to listen. It worried Fanny that Susan would be lonely and unhappy when she went back to Mansfield Park, but she didn't know what she could do about it. The days passed slowly, and no more letters came for Fanny. Eventually, however, a letter arrived from Edmund, who had left London and returned to Mansfield Park. She saw immediately that it was a very long letter, and was afraid. "Edmund doesn't usually write such long letters," she thought. "I don't think I can bear it if it's a letter telling me how wonderful Mary Crawford is." As Fanny had feared, the letter was mostly about Mary Crawford. Although it contained quite a lot of criticism of Mary, it was clear that Edmund was still in love with her. He still found excuses for all Mary's weaknesses. Edmund had been at Mary's party. and he made an effort to give Fanny news of the relatives and friends he had met there. "The Rushworths don't look unhappy," he wrote. "I recently heard a scandalous rumour that Henry Crawford still loves my sister Maria. But I'm happy to say that I saw no sign of it. Henry still talks only of his love for you, Fanny." The rest of the letter was news of Mansfield Park, which Fanny usually enjoyed reading. This time, however, she was so unhappy that she could hardly concentrate on the words. And there was another piece of news in the letter that upset Fanny. "I miss you, Fanny, and I wish you were here," Edmund wrote. "I want so much to talk to you, but I'm afraid we won't see each other for several more weeks. My father will be in London on business in a few weeks' time, and afterwards he will travel from London to Portsmouth to get you and bring you back to Mansfield Park. I never want to get another letter in my life," poor Fanny thought. "They only bring me unhappiness."